You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome to Alan Brazil Up Front with Dominic Halfpint Cork. Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. Corky, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Not too bad. Like to know that Halfpint is, you know, reaching out.
It is reaching out, isn't it?
Everywhere I go.
Where were we and the guy come running down
the
road?
Yes, it was Cheltenham Races where he came in. Not a half pint of any alcohol, it was a half pint of coffee. So thanks to the Irishman who thought he was funny that day. It's the first one.
Now, Chelsea 2, West Ham 1, our latest Premier game. A bit of controversy, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Diego Costa, again, he's at it.
Well, I think we always knew, when Costa, whenever he takes the field, there's going to be something. Whether it's going to be an elbow, whether it's going to be something like that, he's done it throughout his career. Should he have been sent off? Yes. For me, straight red. Even if he, I know he was on a yellow anyway. You know, he studs up. It wasn't the fact that it was the left leg, it was the right leg that took Adrian both out. So for me, the referee got it completely wrong,
and yet the referee booked him earlier for remonstrating.
Yeah, and that's what makes it.
I'm not having it. Bang.
Well, that's what makes it stupid, and you know it's something that's now being brought in with cricket, with the fact that now the third umpire. I think UEFA, the FA, the Premier League have to look at referees going to the third or fourth official to say, can you just check? You know, should I have sent him off? And I think that's the way they have to go. Yes, people will talk about, does it take time out of the game? Is it going to ruin the game? It hasn't in cricket, and football has to do this because, let's face it, Chelsea win 2-1 to the delight of the new manager, but it could have been different if Costa gets sent off.
Well, at 1-1, they're down to 10 men. West Ham might have nicked it. No Fabregas.
Yeah, that's a worry for probably him. Has he got a future? Conte's come out and said he has got a future. We've talked about, he was part of their team last year, actually ran around and showed a bit of desire. Probably the only one season.
William
and Fabregas who went around. You know, he hasn't got the greatest amount of pace. We know that, Fabregas, but he's a trier. So whether he's still in his plans, all will be revealed. If not, I'm sure somebody, whether he stays in the Premier League or whether he goes back to Spain or somewhere. But interesting to see Fabregas not playing.
I was a little bit disappointed with West Ham, if I'm being honest.
Why? Because of the way that they played?
I just thought Chelsea were better on the ball, they had more possession. They're at home.
Yeah.
I accept that. But I just thought West Ham would be a little bit more dangerous on the break. Anyway, let's go back to a cracker on Sunday. What a game. Arsenal 3, Liverpool 4. Arsenal 1-0 up, going towards half-time. A bit of Coutinho magic, levels it. Mm. They go in flying. Arsenal go in with their chins in the chest. And then boom, 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 before you know it, it's 4-1. Could have been 5, could have been 6.
Yep.
Arsenal then clawed themselves back into the match.
Yeah, and really, I think the score flatters them. I think, like you say, you'd think it's a closer game. It should have been killed off by Liverpool. They kept cutting away, didn't they, the TV cameras to Steve Bould, who's beside, Wenger. And we all know Bould as a defender for Stoke and for Arsenal.
Tough defender.
Oh, tough defender. Good defender. He would have been, pulling what's left of his hair out. Wenger coming out with a surprising comment about we weren't ready, we're not
undercooked.
Ready, undercooked. I don't get that. Yes, some of the players have only just come back from their break after the Euros, but surely, you've got to be ready. Fill your squad, get a bigger squad if that's your problem, injuries and whatever. But it's still this refusal by Wenger to go out there and pay money for proper players. Other teams are doing it: United, City, Liverpool, Tottenham, Chelsea. They're paying big money. Why is Arsene Wenger still refusing?
Well, they're trying to get Mustafi, aren't they? Two youngsters at the back. And I have to say, I looked in the stand, I looked at Koscielny.
What's he doing? Yeah.
Well, to be fair, Koscielny is a 100% player.
Yeah.
And I thought, in times of crisis, boss, I'll stand in, I'll play. I know he needs a break after the Euros.
Yeah.
But he could have played. Ramsey played, but he went down with a hamstring.
Yeah.
So that's more woe for Arsene Wenger.
Yeah.
What about Liverpool? Let's look. The first goal, great free kick.
Yeah.
Second goal. The goals around Mane's goal was, what a goal that was. Now, he is a top player, by the way.
Goodbye as well.
He's a top. If he can keep his discipline and if they can keep his head right, That goal where he took it down the right wing, cut inside, showed great balance, then cut in again, left foot, boom. What a goal. Well, the other goal, the Coutinho set goal,
yeah.
There must have been 20 passes there. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I think what I was going to say, it's the first time probably we can now say this is Klopp's team. You know, with the fact that he's got certain players out, looks like Benteke is going to leave and perhaps go to Crystal Palace. I think it's the first time when you now truly say this is his team, this will be his style. He's getting proper, the plays that he
Talk
wants.
Talk of his style, Dom. Man, he had a little chat with Manny in the touchline. There was an Arsenal player down, it might have been Ramsey, and I could see him chatting to Manny. I don't know what he was saying,
yeah.
But his arms around him chatting to him. Manny scores. He comes running towards the bench. Klopp turns his back. Manny jumps in his back. His glasses go flying. You know, he's got character, the style.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing you'll say about Klopp is he enjoys managing. He enjoys everything about it. He's not a sort of guy who will just stay level. I think he goes with the crowd. He, in some ways, goads the crowd to get behind him and get behind the side. I think there'll be a danger for a lot of sides this year, Liverpool. I think people are writing them off because of what happened last year, but I think you're going to see a different Liverpool side. Will they be in the top four? I think they could push some of the big teams. They've obviously beaten Arsenal, so that's one of the big teams beaten.
No Europe as well.
No Europe, so they've got enough games there and time off. I think Liverpool will surprise a lot of people.
Now, we had a shock, didn't we? The champions went down to 13-man Hull. When I say 13, 13 fit first-team players. Mm. How they won 2-1, I don't know. Leicester did miss chances.
Yeah.
But it shows great character from the players. I was delighted for Mike Phelan.
Yeah.
But Leicester will come again. They will not be the reigning champions whipping boys. They'll come again.
For Hull, brilliant, because of the fact that Phelan has now taken over, Steve Bruce, obviously. And you listen and you read all about what the players are saying, that they respect Mike Phelan, that they're behind him. So in some ways, great start for him, as you say. Not a lot of players fit. They've done well. For Leicester, in some ways, I think it's the awakening they needed to just, make sure that they don't just rest on their laurels from last season. Yes, they were surprised to win the Premier. I think they'll come back. Definitely be in the top half. I don't see them being in the top four. I don't see that. They'll enjoy Champions League this year, but I don't see them getting back into that Champions League.
I think they'll be hovering 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, I think 6, 7, 8. Yeah, I think
like West Ham.
Yeah.
Like possibly Stoke maybe.
Yeah. Everton.
Everton, yeah. I fancy. You know, it looks as if Everton are recruiting well, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know,
looks
so,
like Bolasie's coming in and people like that. Will
he's
Joe Hart leave Man City? Will he,
maybe. We'll come to City now because the two Manchester clubs, Dom. Personally, I think it's between Manchester. Manchester United against Bournemouth, down in the South Coast. United look big. They look strong.
I thought they played really well. I thought it was a difficult opener. I thought the way that they passed the ball, Jose Mourinho talks about how nervous he was. I think because he sets his sights out always being a Manchester United manager at some stage in his career. And he said he's been doing work on from Christmas time about how they play and how he could change it. No Pogba. And like you say, still winning 3-1. Rooney, scores, could have scored quite a few. Good signs for Man United fans who perhaps under Van Gaal were disappointed how they played, how boring they were, how defensive they were.
Back.
People saying that, Mourinho's a defensive manager. Great
Zlatan. Zlatan, he's given off that Cantona feel. I'm the king, give me the ball.
Well, I saw an interview with him and he was questioned about, is it about you as an individual or is it about your team? Do you enjoy scoring or is it also about assists? And he said, I enjoy everything. If we win and I score, great. If I don't score and I assist, even better. But it's about the team winning. He's a big character.
Yeah.
He's imposing. He's massive. For these younger guys, yes, all right. People saying, what about Rashford? He's been left on the bench. But when you're in a squad, doesn't matter what sport you play, and somebody of the stature of Ibrahimovic is there showing you as a young player, they'll learn from him. He'll get his chance, Rashford. And
was
I'm sure he'll
like
do well.
Lancashire when you were there, when Ronnie Irani was ahead of you?
Absolutely,
you were
yeah.
part of the squad.
Yeah, Ronnie, sitting in the wings waiting for Ronnie to show me what to do. And so he did.
So Manchester, look, I tell you what, Josie, One that I love, Josie, by the way. I'm a big Mourinho fan.
Would it surprise you if they
Fellaini
won?
Stuck Fellaini in there, didn't
yeah,
he?
Would it surprise you if Man United won
no,
the league this year?
I think it's between Man United and Man City.
No, I generally think with the signings, the money, the possibility of other people coming in as well, I don't think his business is done yet. What have we got? You know, what, a couple of weeks left in this transfer market? I can see Man United.
They're after this Brazilian whiz kid.
Yeah.
I think it's about 30 million, something like that.
So
he's maybe a great prospect.
And that's, you know, for me, that is a manager going in. Yes, if you've got the money, it's easy. But going in, stamping your authority, saying, I want that, him, and watch us go. Because they've always had the youngsters, and they've still got the youngsters.
So what about City then? City weren't brilliant. I think Aguero will win the Golden Boot.
Yeah.
I really do. That's my bet. Aguero to win the Golden Boot.
In some ways, I don't think it mattered whether City were brilliant. People will talk about Guardiola. Can he bring that tippy-tappy football to the Premier League? He'll try. I'm sure he will. But it was about the result for him. It's about winning the first game to say to the fans, look, I'm here to win trophies. They've got a big season ahead of them. Again, you know, they've spent big money, Stones being the most expensive defender. Big news of Joe Hart being left out and whether he's got a future.
Well, the rumour was, wasn't it, before Pep came, or when he knew he was coming, he was unsure about his footwork, as in kicking the ball. Mm-hmm. You look who he's had, Neuer, who's magnificent.
Yeah.
You know, he plays as a sweeper, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right foot, left foot, brilliant. Yeah. And he saw a chink in Joe's armour. Joe didn't have a great Euros either, and he'd have been watching that, Pep. So I think he's made his mind up now. I'm sorry, you're out.
Sometimes I think Joe Hart gets too highly strung. And I know that...
In the tunnel, in the build-up.
In the tunnel, and I watched in the Euros, and I was getting frustrated. And him shouting, let's do it the Joe Hart way. Follow me and Joe Hart. And I do understand, as any sportsman, you want to try and big yourself up, but I think sometimes that he overplayed it, and he got himself too involved. And instead of just doing the simple thing, you know, he was trying to be a little bit... Cocky's the wrong
Losing
word.
Losing his head?
Yes.
Too much weight on his shoulders?
Maybe.
Head and shoulders?
Absolutely. No. Very good, like that. But I just think he needs to calm down, you know, and... You know, just
you didn't get that, by the way.
I did. No, just wash once, not twice.
So what? Just a quickie on Sunderland. Davy Moyes put up a good show, didn't they? Defoe back in the goals.
He'd be happy with that. You know, at the end of the day, he would have been happy with that. The fact that, you know, it's always going to be a difficult start for him when he took over when Sam left for England.
I think Sunderland will be fine.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. He's a good manager,
you know.
Tom, he had a bad time, didn't he, at Man United?
I think the three that come up are going to really struggle. All three of them. Yeah. I know, look, Watford came up and done well, didn't they?
Yeah.
Hull are up. But I think Norwich, you know, they had a little go, didn't they? But I just feel the three coming up, Hull will run out of players unless there's a takeover quickly and they invest quickly.
Well, they've only got 2 weeks,
yeah, correct.
They?
Burnley would be tough at Turf Moor. Away from home, I can't see them winning anything.
Under Sean Dyche, because he's had that experience before with Burnley, they were going okay, and then they dropped and came out. Mainly, they're the one where I think, with his experience of being in that league, they are probably the one that could get out of it.
But I'll be okay, I think.
Good start for him. 1-1 against Stoke.
I think at home they might be okay, but again, I can't see them winning the game away from home.
No, that's the test in any Premier
Negredo,
League.
What's his name? Gary Neville must have been like knocking his head against a tree. Negredo, first touch, boom, 1-0. And when Valencia couldn't hit a barn door with a shotgun, could he? Unbelievable. Now, up front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by bettingbrazil.com, right? It's the brand new betting site for all sports punters with great odds, markets and offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when they deposit £10 just by using the promo code Allen10. It's capitals ALEN10. Just visit bettingbrazil.com, enter the promo code Allen10 when you deposit your £10 and you'll get £10 free. Also, look out for our daily happy hour offers. That's between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Please look for that. Sign up now at bettingbrazil.com. Bettingbrazil.com is for over 18s only, and betting should be fun. So please gamble responsibly. Now, Corky, cricket.
Yeah.
England, that was a shock, wasn't
it? Series, it was a shock. I think it was a shock to a lot of people because I think after Lords, I thought England then realised they were up against a decent side. You know, their record in England against any Asian side is very good. Normally go on. I know they lost to Sri Lanka. That was, you know, a bit of a shock, that one. But their record against Asian sides is good. Pakistan, I thought, really surprised a lot of people, the fact that they got this...
They're normally not good travellers, are they?
...gung-ho type attitude where sometimes they went out and failed. And at the Oval, on a wicket that helped the seamers early on, England chose to bat first and they bowl well. And then any team that gets 500, you know, puts opposition under
pressure.
Game's
safe, isn't it?
You look at their bowling, Wahab Riaz, Mohammad Amir... Rahat Ali as well, he did very well. But Yunus Khan, you know, that double century by Yunus Khan, he just seems to get better and better with age. And the 42-year-old captain, Misbah Ul-Haq, who was man of the series. England outplayed in all facets. Their catching woeful. I think their bowling wasn't as up to standard as normal. And their batting, well, question marks over quite a few players. Hales, Balance, Vince.
Yeah.
You know, these sort of questions will have to be answered and answered quickly.
Look, a great series, 2-2. Why not a fifth test?
That's a big question. I never understand why you'd only have four tests. They've always done that. They normally only have five test series against Australia, India, South Africa. And the rest are either two against Sri Lanka, normally three against the likes of New Zealand. I think it was four against New Zealand. And that's a disappointment because it'd have been great to go into a final test 2-2, you know, Pakistan with control and that momentum.
Yeah. Next, is it not the Saturday? A week Saturday, I was invited to Lords.
Yeah, for the one day international.
Yeah, but I'm playing golf at the Grove on the Friday, and I think it could be a late night.
I think this will be a close series. There's a shot. You're having a late night. I think this will be a close series. Pakistan in good form in one day cricket.
Yeah, they won't beat England at Lords.
I wouldn't say they wouldn't beat them, you know, because, you know, Pakistan turn up like they've done in a couple of test matches and all of a sudden they won at Lords in the test match.
Crocky, you're normally so bullish.
No, because I think they're...
You're in reverse. Beep, beep, beep.
They're
beep.
Better, Pakistan, in one day internationals than they are in test cricket. Although, in test cricket, Pakistan could go number one in the world. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
And who'd have thought that? But it's a...
So England's winter tour then. Do you see many changes?
Well, they tour Bangladesh and India, so they're going to come up against spin.
Oh, Bangladesh, quite a lot. That's a gimme.
No, they should beat Bangladesh, correct. Difficult place to tour. There is issues over security out there and whether the tour will take place there because of some recent attacks in Dhaka. So they may have to move it to maybe Dubai. But even if it moved to Dubai, it'll still be spin, like Pakistan playing in Dubai. England have to make a couple of changes, I think. They'll have to bring in another spinner. Three spinners, I think they'll have to take. Maybe they take a Samit Patel. There'll be question marks over Alex Hales and James Vince. I think they should still take them, but people are calling for the Kent batsman, Bell Drummond.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, he plays second division cricket. So whether then he can step up to international, it's a big leap. You know, first division to international is a leap, but second division cricket isn't as good as first division as you expect, and then that leap. People like Scott Borthwick as well. Could they go back to Nick Compton? He's just got 100 for Middlesex in the county championship, who've just gone top of that. So there's a few little changes they could go. I would stick to the same squad as they've had here. I'd have Jake Ball in it. I'd also have an extra spinner, whether it's Samit Patel, somebody like that who can bat and bowl. England should beat Bangladesh. But then comes the big one, India in India.
Oof. Corky, quick one here. Nat West, the T20 Blast. Who's going to win it? I'm just looking at the odds. Yorkshire.
Yeah.
They look favourites.
They
74.
Should be
favourites. Notts, 2-1, second favourites.
Yep.
Then we've got Northamptonshire at 4-1, third favourites. And Durham, 92.
Yeah.
So it's tight.
Well, it's a finals day on this Saturday at Edgbaston. So two semi-finals and a final all one day. It's hard work for players to play two games in a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, standing out there on the bottom in the boundary waiting to catch something.
You know, how long did you used to play? Was it 90 minutes? Do you know how long one 2020 lasts?
Yeah, but you might not see the ball for 10 minutes.
That's ridiculous. So
there's a cloud. Lovely.
So, So not
cucumber sandwich time.
So not big crowd, by the way. Sold out. 26,000, 27,000 watching at Edgbaston. And if you ever get up there, I know you've been up there, but if you ever get a chance, it's a great place to watch cricket. Ask me who I think favourites are. I think the odds are absolutely spot on. All the England players have been told that they can play. So Root, Rashid, Balance. Dilemma for Jason Gillespie, his coach. Yorkshire are going to absolutely walk it.
Are they?
Yeah, walk it. I would seriously have a bet on Yorkshire.
Would you?
Yeah.
All right. I might have a bet of that.
Good.
Just come back, just finish off, Corky. In the Premier, I was looking at sides I think might struggle this year, right?
Yeah.
You know, the South Coast sides worry me a wee bit. Bournemouth and Southampton.
Yeah. Well, Southampton get the draw against Watford, don't they? But, you know, at home, you'd look at that as a manager. I'm sure Southampton would say, we beat Watford. You analyse the games that you think you should get.
I think the three that come up, right?
Yeah.
The likes of Hull, Burnley, Middlesbrough. Those are the games for me. Mm. The games against Southampton,
yeah.
Against Bournemouth,
yeah.
Against Watford at home. They're the games they've got to win. They're the cup finals.
Have to win.
It's not against Man U or Man City or Chelsea, Arsenal.
Let's face it, Hull beats Leicester.
Spurs.
Hull beat Leicester 2-1. That is a bonus result. And I'm sure as a manager you say bonus 3 points.
Yeah.
But when, you know, Man United, Bournemouth, that was always a hard one for them to take on. And I'm sure Bournemouth will be saying, look, put that to one side. We've got to make sure we nail other ones. Southampton and Watford, I think Watford, yeah. I think you're right. Watford, Burnley, but I'll go back to it. With Burnley with Dyche, with his experience of the relegation last time, I think they may surprise. I don't think they're going to be a top half, but I think they'll do better.
Yeah, I'm not going to duck it. I did say I thought Newcastle were certainties in the Championship. They've had a woeful start.
I still think they will be.
No, I think they'll be up there. I really no. I think they'll win it still. They've just not found the rhythm yet. But it does worry me the start they've had. Villa have managed to get one win in. As we speak, Norwich looks strong. They're second favourites now, 41.
You look at the managers of all. They've not really. Probably Di Matteo has had a little bit of experience in the Championship, but Rafa hasn't. Alex Neil hasn't. So these guys are getting used to the hustle and bustle of Championship football. Mm. It'll take them time to get settled down. I think them three. I think that'll be 1-2-3. I think it'll be Newcastle top. I think it'll be Villa second and Norwich will be
Villa
playoff.
Second.
Yeah, I think Villa. I think you.
I'd go the other way. I'd go Villa playoffs. Norwich second.
I think he will surprise you. I think the owner who can't stop tweeting at Aston Villa. I actually think that he'll bring in more players. He's travelling on the trains, you know, with the crowds.
That'll soon stop when they start getting gobbed.
Well, yeah, absolutely. When he gets being told his fortune every Saturday.
Don't worry about that.
Stop, but
Corky, brilliant. Enjoyed that. That was Up Front with Alan Brazil, of course, sponsored by Betting Brazil. Go to BettingBrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. We'll talk to Corky again next week.
Brought to you by Audioboom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.